All right, everybody, get ready, because today we are going deep on cybersecurity.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, especially NIS2 Basic. Have you heard about this?
I have, yeah.
This is a new set of cybersecurity requirements coming out of Belgium.
Right.
And I think even if you don't live there, you're going to want to pay attention.
Definitely.
Our source today is a website from a Belgian cybersecurity firm.
Okay.
And they are helping businesses become NIS2 compliant.
Right.
So basically, we are going to be your cheat sheet to understanding what's in it for you, why this matters.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
NIS2, can you just remind us what that is again?
Yeah. So NIS2 is this new EU directive that's really aiming to ramp up cybersecurity.
Okay.
And it covers all these essential sectors like energy, transportation, healthcare.
Right. All the really important stuff.
Yeah. The critical stuff. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Even if your business isn't directly in one of those fields, you're probably going to feel the ripple effects.
Interesting. Okay, so it's kind of like it's going to trickle down to everyone eventually.
Exactly.
So this source we have, it mentions that Belgium is the first European country to have its whole SIFUN framework ready for NIS2.
Yeah, they're ahead of the game.
What's the big deal about them being first?
Well, it really signals that Belgium is taking cybersecurity very seriously.
Right.
They could be setting a precedent for the rest of the EU.
Oh, interesting.
And there's this waterfall effect they talk about.
Hmm.
So Belgian organizations in those higher compliance levels, important and essential,
right,
they're likely going to want to work with companies that already meet that basic standard.
So it's advantageous to get ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. Yeah, it gives you a competitive edge.
So even if I'm like a small business owner, getting NIS2 basic compliant could really help me out.
For sure. Like imagine you're a small software company in Belgium. You get NIS2 basic compliant.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're way more appealing to those bigger clients in essential sectors.
So almost like a fast pass to get those big contracts. Okay, so even if you think it doesn't apply to you yet, it's probably a good idea to look into it.
Definitely.
Okay, but let's say I'm not working directly with any of those sectors.
Nope.
Like, why should I care about NIS2 Basic?
Well, the source lays out some pretty clear advantages, and these are relevant for any business, regardless of industry.
Okay, let's hear it.
First of all, achieving NIS2 basic compliance, it's like getting a digital trust badge.
Interesting.
It shows your clients and partners that you take security seriously, which can be a big differentiator these days.
That makes sense. It's like you're showing that you're a trustworthy business.
Exactly.
Okay. What else?
It also helps you avoid those major headaches down the line.
What do you mean?
Well, the compliance process, it encourages you to put measures in place to protect your systems and data.
Okay.
Which means you're less likely to have those major disruptions or downtime if a cyber attack does happen.
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's actually about taking proactive steps.
Exactly. It's about minimizing risk.
Okay, so there's the trust factor, there's the risk factor, anything else?
Well, let's not forget the financial side of things.
Ah, right, money.
Yeah. The source really emphasizes that getting compliant can actually help you save money in the long run.
Okay.
Because it minimizes the potential damage and costs that come with cyber attacks.
Right. It's much easier to just prevent the problem than it is to clean up the mess afterwards.
Exactly.
It's like investing in a good security system for your house. You might not need it every day.
Right.
But when you do need it, you're really glad you have it.
Absolutely.
So speaking of being prepared, this firm, they outline a 5-phase approach.
Yeah.
To help businesses become compliant.
Okay.
And one that caught my eye is the Cybersecurity Incident Response and Recovery Plan, the CRRP.
Yeah, CRRP.
I have to admit, that sounds a little intimidating to me.
I know, it sounds very official.
Yeah.
But it's really not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay, well, how would you explain it?
Think of it like a fire drill for your computer systems. You don't wait till there's an actual fire to figure out what to do, right?
No, of course not.
Having that plan in place beforehand, it helps you minimize the damage and get back up and running quickly if something does happen.
Okay, so it's like you've got a step-by-step guide for what to do if, or I guess when, a cyber attack happens.
Yeah.
So it's less about having some like super high-tech security system and more about common sense and being prepared.
Absolutely. And the source emphasizes that their approach is practical and affordable.
Yeah, which is really important for a lot of smaller businesses.
Exactly. They might feel overwhelmed by all of this.
Exactly. So it sounds like this source is really focused on making NIS2 basic compliance accessible to everyone.
I think that reflects a growing trend in cybersecurity in general.
Right.
Not every organization needs a military-grade system. It's about finding the right level of protection.